Welcome to the Maine Monitor Radio Hour. I'm Kate Koch, editor of the Maine Monitor. The Maine Monitor is the nonpartisan, independent publication of the Maine Center for Public Interest Reporting. We are a nonprofit organization dedicated to delivering high-quality, nonpartisan, investigative, and explanatory journalism to inform Mainers about issues impacting our state and to empower them to be engaged citizens. This program is a collaboration between WERU-FM and the Maine Monitor. Each month, a panel of reporters and editors will talk about the stories we're working on, many of which you've likely read in your local newspaper or at themainemonitor.org. This month, I'm joined by the Maine Monitor's energy and environmental reporter, Emmett Gartner, to talk about the series he's been working on exploring dams in Maine. So, Emmett, welcome. You've been reporting on dams around the state for months now. This is a kind of particularly exciting series for the Monitor because it's actually a follow-up to one of the very first big investigations that the Monitor published, which was about 14 years ago this month, I think, on dam safety in Maine. And that investigation found that the state's dam safety program was woefully behind schedule in inspections and underfunded. Now, the first story you wrote on this subject of dams was actually back in February of this year, and you looked at a dam in Dover Foxcroft, which is in the western area of the state, for listeners who may not be familiar. Tell us a little bit about how you came to that story and what this community was wrestling with.
Sure. So Dover Foxcroft Dam has not produced hydroelectric power in over 10 years. It used to be, it used to produce electricity for an industry that is no longer there and then got turned over to the town. And when I was reporting on the aftermath of the December flooding in western Maine, I had stumbled upon Dover Foxcroft Dam because it has a tendency to increase and augment the flooding that the town already receives on the Piscataquis River. So around this same time that the town is dealing with the aftermath of that flooding, they also were deciding on the future of the dam. It needed to surrender its license, which is a kind of complex regulatory process where former electricity producing dams under regulation by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission have to abide by the terms that it once produced power under. Dover Foxcroft, the town, was in the process of giving up that dam and not having to abide by those stipulations anymore. So they needed to figure out whether they would maintain it to the degree that the federal government needed them to, and abide by standards for passing local fish, or they could remove it entirely, one of which is a little cheaper than the other because there's a lot more grant money out there for removal rather than maintaining a aging, decrepit structure like their dam is. So the town spent a lot of months putting together engineering proposals and studies into all of these options. They had outside grants and help from the Nature Conservancy and hired independent consulting firms to put these options together for them. And it all came down to a vote in the spring, and kind of overwhelmingly, by 100, 200 votes, the town voted to keep the dam. So all of that kind of kicked off this series and all these thoughts in my head about dams across the rest of the state, because they're at the center of just about every town in Maine, and other towns are going to have to approach similar questions to the one Dover Foxcroft did. And how that breaks down will depend on the town's views and the role of the dam and its influence on the surrounding environment. And then there are other dams that aren't town owned that require a lot trickier consultation and communication process with the dam owner. Yeah, that's where things kind of began for me.
And that just to for people who aren't familiar with the dam that you're talking about in Dover Foxcroft, it was built in the 1800s, right? So it was built quite a while ago, and it's really been at the center of this community for, 150 years, quite a long time, right?
Yeah, and I'm just now remembering it was last run by the Moosehead Manufacturing Company. And yes, it's been at the center of this community for a long time. It hasn't produced electricity in over a decade, but before that, it was kind of the center of the town's industry there on the Piscataquis River.
And so what other questions did you want to explore as you were reporting on this? What kind of came up for you as you were reporting this particular story in Dover Foxcroft?
Well, with it kind of came the corresponding safety aspect to it, because I thought about, if this dam has a marked influence on flooding, what does that mean for the over, and it has these documented mechanical or infrastructure maintenance needs, then what could be the other underlying maintenance or infrastructure issues with it? And how does that relate to all the other dams in Maine and their corresponding safety issues? And a little bit of searching dug up the Maine Monitor investigation that you mentioned at the top of the show, the origin to this all, and had me wondering about what changes had progressed in the 14 years since the Monitor last covered this area. And that got me into thinking more about safety issues and the state's dam safety program and the issues in Dover Foxcroft and kind of just across the state. It seems, especially nowadays, across the country, every few months that large flood events happen, whether in the Midwest or in the Northeast or Southeast, there are these corresponding questions about dam safety and America's infrastructure that pop up alongside it, because of one close call or another with the dam failing because of high flood waters. So I guess I was kind of wondering when Maine's next close call would be and what it would mean for kind of the condition that the dams are currently in.
Yeah, I think when you first came to me with this idea, we talked about we were both wondering where climate change and the more frequent storms and increased precipitation that we're seeing, how that kind of fits into dam safety in Maine, and whether or not our regulations and safety protocols were taking all of that into account.